There were hundreds of events happening around the country and the world, 600 or so in the U.S., including here in the Northwest. Climate strikes taking place, young people walking out of school to protest the lack of action to sufficiently address climate change. KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe attended the one in Seattle, the rally, and joins me now in our studios. Bellamy, as rallies go, this was a pretty big one.
I think it was. It certainly felt like a big crowd. You could see marchers filling streets all around City Hall. They came from different points and converged there. I don't have an official estimate, but one young organizer there just told me that they have heard estimates of between 15 and 20,000 people, and they were originally expecting 2,000 or 3,000. So it was a lot bigger turnout than expected.
What was the mood?
It was pretty festive, actually. I mean, of course, lots of colorful signs and slogans. But what really struck me was that they relied a lot on songs to kind of break up the speeches on the podium. And there was one young activist, 15-year-old Athena Fain. She sang a song that she composed entirely based on quotes from that Swedish activist, Greta Thunberg, who started this movement. Really creative. Athena played her ukulele as she sang the song. Let's take a listen.
Why should I study for a future that is being taken away?
That's Athena Fain. She spoke to, and she has a story that's somewhat parallel to Thunberg's. She said she's had some serious anxiety and depression. She missed a lot of eighth grade because of her concerns about climate change that just immobilized her. She's turned that around by becoming an activist, and she was excited about the turnout that she saw today. But here's what she said as she looked out at the crowd.
If we all come here and chant and scream and sing and get inspired and get hopeful and then go home after today and return to business as usual, it's not going to be enough.
Young people led this event, Bellamy. The MC was named Kamaya Mahajan. She's 15 years old.
That's right. And she said that some people in Seattle have been doing these climate strikes, these walkouts from school, since December of last year. They converge at City Hall every Friday afternoon.
They are here every single Friday to demand that our city council pays attention to the youth, because we have something to say. Mayor Durkan has never once come down to acknowledge our presence.
Now, we checked with the mayor's office to see what they had to say about this, and the response was that the mayor and senior deputy mayor have met with advocates, including young people who support the Green New Deal, as well as with folks who are part of the Fridays for the Future movement. They didn't say, though, whether they went out to City Hall to see them on strike.
Yeah, and I wonder if today, if you noticed a lot of elected officials there.
I noticed that there really weren't many officials at this rally at all. The youth organizers only invited three to speak, and the only elected one on the podium was Socialist City Council member Kashama Sawant.
We are not going to come out of this crisis through individual lifestyle change. We need system change.
So she says there she wants systemic change. Did she give specifics?
Well, she talked a little bit about the Green New Deal for Seattle and parts of it. She mentioned the expansion of mass transit to electrify that and make it free at point of service for anyone. You know, this wasn't said in detail at the rally, but the Green New Deal also includes things like the conversion of Seattle buildings to renewable energy. Those things are really still in play in Seattle. The youth movement says they are not going to stop pushing for these changes. They'll be coming out more with these climate strikes and rallies like the one today.
It's not just a big event and good for us, we're done. There's more to come.
They definitely shared a sense of wanting to keep momentum up and not just congratulate themselves about today.
KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ed.